One of the exceptionally valuable coffee breaks. Of course, coffee breaks come with any type of tea that you may care to drink, and slabs of cake, which we're having trouble getting through. Can you see the excitement and the sleep deprivation is kicking in? Who are you? Where are you from?
I'm Ian Elliott. I'm from Poole in Dorset. Here to revitalise some brain matter, as most of us are. I've had a long life in business, set up a brand, similar story to David.
That's David Hyatt, who runs David the Do Lectures.
Yeah. Came out of that and didn't know what the hell to do. Felt, you know, very low, like I'd lost my child almost, having done something for 12 years that was your absolute burning passion. Spent the last 10 years running a design agency, and that's been, well, it's not really a design agency, we're more of a kind of a brand consultancy, and we get involved with owners of businesses to kind of share their thoughts really and help them find the sweet spot of the business, but in a kind of a marketing, design, product, brand, ethical kind of way. And that's been interesting, starting something brand new, you know.
What's your what did you leave behind then? What is this, a recognisable brand I might remember?
It's Animal.
Animal. I might not only remember, but may have some items in my wardrobe. And a watch that actually broke. I need to have a word with you about that.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because you need to watch this space in the next couple of years.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So what happened to the Animal brand then? Because I thought I could still see it around places. I see it in skate shops still.
Oh, it's still going. It's very big. Yeah. It's lost most of the credibility it used to have.
And it's not yours anymore.
It's not mine anymore. It's been run... You know how... this is where the similarities with David come in. You know, the sort of cultural change of the big corporate coming in. Don't understand it. Don't get the culture. The passion's gone. The leadership's kind of not there. Yeah, lots and lots and lots of mistakes in lots of areas of the business, and they end up being a very unwieldy big thing that can't go create the stuff that it used to do because it innately knew the marketplace.
Is there a simple issue here? Do people start losing the focus on the passion and start chasing the money, thinking that's the passion?
I think big businesses only work about. I don't think they have any passion. Generally, I think very few have. One or two have a figurehead that we'll know and recognise, but beyond that, most, you know, many, many businesses just lack that. They do, you know, if I was to stand up and do a talk, it would be about passion in business, because I think it's one of the most important things. And when you've overcome a massive hurdle, then you have real passion.
Well, do it now. Give me a paragraph on passion. I know, not much time to prepare a talk. Well, 8 seconds. how important is this? Oh, we're getting called into the tent, but give me that finishing point.
Talk about passion. I think it came from being a kid. I was passionate about doing things that stirred adrenaline and fear. And I was used to those things. And when I started running a business, it felt natural to have those things going on every day. And exciting to have those things going on every day. And I just took it for granted. And when I left that business, the business couldn't take it for granted anymore. So in a nutshell, you know, it kind of lost its purpose a bit.
It's only day one here, really, at the Do Lectures, the official beginning. How do you feel that coming to an event like this will assist you in maybe either rekindling passion or refocusing, or, as you said before, kind of recharging brain matter?
Yeah, I don't think I lack passion. What I'm hoping to find is those really good little bits of inspiration and ways of doing things and of communicating with people, you know, and hearing how people have, like the Suguru talk just now, was fantastic. And the local councillor talking this morning, you know, crying. I was crying with her, you know. It's a bit about charging the batteries, but it's also definitely about picking things up and putting them away and then pulling them out at some point in the future.
And they do, don't they? They sit there. They lie dormant, and then something triggers it. Yeah. And it's, I don't know, it's like it's like I get inoculated here. And it's not until I really need that inoculation does it actually save me in a situation or inspire me to do something good. And it's all about doing, isn't it? Should we go back in? Lovely. The rain has kind of restarted after a brief sunny spot. And now we are entering the tent where it's nice and cosy. I don't know what that's all about. Is that us walking in? Who knows?